From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A state judge says Florida's legislature illegally drew the state's congressional districts and has ordered them redrawn. The judge ruled yesterday that the state's Republican-controlled legislature broke the law when it drew up political maps in 2012. He rejected arguments from legislative leaders that they had done nothing wrong. Meanwhile, a new report shows the number of reporters working full-time to cover state legislatures nationwide has shrunk considerably over the past few years. Reporter Ashley Lopez has details.
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, less than a third of newspapers are assigning any kind of reporter, full or part-time, to the respective state houses. The report also ranked Florida fifth in the country for the size of its statehouse press corps. About 33 reporters cover the state's capital full-time. Florida was among a handful of states with a large population that also has a fairly large press corps that covers the legislature. But even though Florida ranked pretty high, like much of the country, press presence in the state legislature is not what it used to be.
I think we've probably all shrunk equally.
That's Mary Ellen Kloss. She's the Tallahassee bureau chief for the Miami Herald. The Herald and the Tampa Bay Times merged Tallahassee reporting efforts a few years ago as newsrooms across the country cut their staff. But Kloss says there's still fewer eyes on the process, and sometimes stories aren't getting covered because there's just not enough people.
That kind of accountability journalism, watchdog journalism, often it's the kind of thing that makes people mad, but it's also the kind of thing that's really a public service. That's what I think is getting hurt the most.
Pew Research noted that some online media outlets have started covering state legislatures, but it hasn't been enough to fill the gaps left by decreased newspaper staffs around the country. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.